You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. 25 years ago today, simmering tensions between the Black and Orthodox Jewish communities in Crown Heights suddenly exploded. On this day in 1991, Gavin Cato, the 7-year-old child of a local Guyanese family, was struck and killed by a car escorting the Grand Rabbi of the Lubavitch Hasidic community. As an angry crowd gathered, police ordered a local Jewish-run ambulance service that had just arrived to take away the driver. The Hatzola ambulance grabbed him and drove away, leaving the injured child behind. And in the violence that erupted over the next 3 nights, a 29-year-old Hasidic student from Australia, Yankel Rosenbaum, was stabbed to death. Since then, the neighborhood has undergone significant gentrification, displacing many longtime residents, but distrust of the police remains a current concern. Joining us now to reflect on the moment and how things have and have not changed are longtime neighborhood leaders Richard Green of the Crown Heights Youth Collective and Rabbi Hanina Sperling. Good morning to you both.
Good morning to you.
So take us back to that time. What moment most sticks out in your mind? Richard, why don't you start?
Well, what sticks out in my mind, at that time, Crown Heights had been a steaming, growing community, but we hadn't had the opportunity to really introduce ourselves to one another. Folks would just be passing one another like ships in the night. And the tragedy of the two young people that lost their lives was significant in the sense that we knew that lives are so precious. And for those two young men, Gavin at 7 and Yankel at 29, to lose their lives, that it must have been a serious wake-up call for our communities that we should begin to talk with each other. But I just want to also add clarity to the ambulance scenario that the Hatzola that was with the Grand Rebbe's motorcade was told by the two police officers, because the ambulance there was what's called a BLS ambulance, a basic life support. And what was needed at that time for that trauma of that accident was what's called an ALS, which came from Kings County within 9 minutes after the accident.
So you're basically saying that when the ambulance that was needed for Gavin was the other kind of ambulance, but of course the crowd would not have known that at the time.
No, they wouldn't have.
Rabbi, what moment sticks most out in your mind?
The communication that we have today, we did not have then. At that time, at the 10th anniversary, that time I know we had cell phones, we had beeping numbers, we had home numbers. Later on, we have cell numbers, we have email, we have text messages, we have WhatsApp. So the communication today that we have with the leadership from the African-American community and the Caribbean-American community, and they have from the Jewish community, was not there then. Today, it's there.
What have we as a city learned from the 1991 riots, and where have we come up short?
We watched what happened in South Central L.A. after the Rodney King verdict. We were able to hold our city. We saw Washington Heights. We were able to hold on. And many other incidents have happened in Crown Heights, and we've been able to not let it get into that point where we would not escape the moment. As soon as it took place, we would not let the echoes of 1991 begin to hamper again. We wanted to get right on it, make sure we get clarity to the people, to the young people, and move from there. So I think the city, I think we could say we're the beacon on the hill.
Rabbi?
Yeah, I agree with what Richard said, you know, because whenever these issues, like before the issue gets out and blessed out in a fire, we as leaders, as activists, come together and speak over phone and quiet the whole thing down.
Obviously, you know, communication is an ongoing thing. Let me ask you guys, do you guys ever just hang out, you know, have a meal together, a beer, a glass of wine or something?
Well, I've been to his house. He had a beautiful dinner over at his house and invited us all there. So I haven't got him over to my house since I'm not kosher, but I have came over to his house.
Definitely. So we all can sit down, and you can come to me, and I'm eventually going to come to you, if not in your house, or maybe in a restaurant, but we always can sit down and always have an open communication, and I thank you for that, which is always, whenever I called you, you were there for me, you took my phone, you answered me, and I thank you.
Likewise, I thank you for that. You're welcome.
Richard Green and Rabbi Hanina Sperling, both neighborhood leaders, reflecting on the Crown Heights riots 25 years ago. Thank you both very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
All the best.
This is WNYC.